ABC News Radio.
I think there's a number of reasons, but particularly for women, you know, we know that a lot of them actually sacrifice their careers to be the primary carers for the kids when the kids are young. And then often when the kids are older, they take the role in caring for their elderly parents. So they actually sacrifice their super, they sacrifice their job prospects to do so. And it doesn't take much if you're living, you know, on a low socioeconomic basis that to tip you over the edge. You know, there could be a job loss or there could be a relationship breakdown. And all of a sudden it quickly spirals into not being able to make ends meet and sometimes even into homelessness. I know I met a woman not too long ago that actually lived in her car with her teenage son for more than a year before the Salvation Army was able to come alongside and support her. They're in transitional housing now and they're very stable and happy, but it's just heartbreaking that these things are happening in a country like Australia.
You're right, that's extraordinary. I know you've been working on the front line with some of the people who are seeking help. What are the stories are they telling you? You relate the story there of a woman living in a car for 12 months. What else do you see?
Yeah, look, we see a lot of elderly Australians that actually kind of suffer in silence. So you're talking about an elderly man I spoke to who told me he's a vegetarian, but that's not by choice. Meat is actually a luxury item. He just cannot afford it. And that's by no means an isolated case. A lot of Australians don't realise, but doing their supermarket shopping at a supermarket is actually quite a luxury experience. The majority of people that we see that come through our doors, they're living below the poverty line. That's what our data has found. And so they just can't afford to pay for full price grocery items. They have to come to services like the Salvation Army, where we can actually offer low cost and free grocery items, bread and donated vegetables, in order for them to actually put meals on the table.
So have you been seeing this as a trend, Lauren, with older Australians more and more requiring your help?
Yeah, look, we have. So this data comes from a review of our Moneycare Financial Counselling Service clients for the past 5 years. So that's more than 12,000 clients. But just anecdotally, we know that older Australians are suffering. And to be honest, these are the parents and grandparents in our community. So it's kind of just breaks my heart that they are. And they often don't come for help. I mean, one elderly woman who came to see us a number of years ago, she was living on a pension in a small flat and her washing machine had broken down and leaked and flooded her kitchen. Mm-hmm. Now, she's always been able to pay her own way and she wanted to keep doing that. So she actually said that she had been just buying bread, butter and coffee for the past month so she could allocate the rest of her pension to the debt. Now, we were able to come alongside her and help her to negotiate that debt and speak to her creditors about that. But the fact is, she never wanted to come and see us. She didn't want to ask for help. And I think our older Australians are like that. They're very proud. They've worked hard. They've gone through a lot in their time. And they're used to saving and they're used to budgeting and they do it well. But the fact is that in the majority of cases, if you're living on government assistance in Australia, it's just almost impossible to make ends meet.
And I suppose getting a feeling of what you're saying, they have to make a choice as to what they'll give up. And in this woman's case, it was any sort of substantial food.
That's right. I mean, another woman, you know, I could probably talk for hours, Sandy, but I won't. But another woman said she, a couple of times a week, she pours herself a cup of tea, dishes up dinner for her growing teenage boys and sits down and actually watches them eat. Sorry, that one actually gets me because I've got kids myself. But it's just, it's one of those things that we want to educate Australians about. Like, we do live in a lucky country, but a lot of people are living below the poverty line. And I guess that's why we're calling on all Australians this weekend to dig deep and give to the Salvation Army's Red Shield Appeal so that we can continue to give help and hope and walk alongside these people for the long haul.
And of course, Lauren, we have a newly elected coalition government. What would you like to see happening from Canberra?
We do. We would love to see lots happening in Canberra to make poverty a real issue that they're going to address in a comprehensive way. We've been calling for a long time now for an increase to government payments and government benefits so that people who actually have to live on government benefits can live with dignity so that they don't have to come to us for a handout. Not that it's a transactional experience at the Salvo, Sandy. It's actually a relationship when people come alongside us. We journey with them in relationship. We don't just give a handout. But, you know, a lot of Australians, you don't want to do that. God, I would never want to do that myself. So we're calling on the government to make this a priority issue and to kickstart New Start and to work alongside organisations like the Salvation Army so that we can bring dignity and hope to these people.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.